Blog Talk Radio.
It's the brothers of you.
Okay, are we loaded?
You guys got fat out there when we all stopped on the street. It's my turn.
You're welcome. You're all welcome. Enjoy. Okay, are we loaded?
If you're unconvinced a particular plan of action I've defined, tell me so. But allow me to convince you, and I promise you right here and now, no subject will ever be taboo. Now, if any of you sons of got anything else to say, now's the time!
Yeah.
I didn't think so.
You're all welcome!
You're all welcome.
Enjoy!
Enjoy!
What up, everybody? This is Rasheen with A Brother's Point of View. It's October 26, 2016, 8 p.m. We doing our regular every week. Got an hour of conversation that we're going to pump out there for you. This week's topic is, he's just not that into you. So we're going to talk about those things that the sisters need to be aware of when they got these fellas who just stringing them along. And you know, brothers can take notes too, because we know sisters be doing that a lot more and a lot better than us. But before we get to that, oh, I see Yenny out there in the chat room already. Hello, Yenny. You need to hang on, Yenny. I got a favor to ask you later. But before we get to all that, we're gonna do our regular introductions. We're gonna start with my man John. John, go on ahead and warm up the crowd.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's your boy John Fai Ali, broadcasting from high above Silver Spring once again. I just want to send a shout-out to everyone from Cleveland and Chicago, everybody that's into baseball, and everybody that's watching the World Series.
Man, bump them. The Nationals ain't make it. I don't care. Next up, Big Ox.
Yeah, what's happening, people? Glad to be back. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And just a PSA for those parents out there, be informed in your children's lives. Make sure you check the homework. Make sure you meet the teachers. And let's get the show on the way.
Just a point of information for Yenny. Yenny, yes, the phone. It's not the phone that's jacked, but John, it's not his phone. We're thinking it might be location, because he tested it out earlier when he called me, and it was perfectly fine. So we just have to ride out with it. It is what it is. If they don't want to listen past the static, you know, I wish we could do something better for him. Last up, but certainly not least, KG.
So what up? So I got to give one shout-out to my homegirl, Natalia. She's the birthday today, one of my favorite coworkers of all time. So happy birthday to you. And hopefully Kiana's listening as well. She's a HR person used to work with back in the day. But everybody out there, what up, one love? We're on the clock. Let's get this thing started.
Happy birthday,
Natalia. Got to give you a special Scorpio love. So, fellas, we back at it. We got a couple things we want to talk about. We want to start with this, if he's not that into you thing, because the idea came up, questions started swirling, people had ideas of what a discussion like this might look like, especially for the sisters, because, you know, we've all been in situations where we kind of just faded to black on a woman. So we wanted to, you know, put stuff out there so that the sisters could have hardcore, you know, true signs of what's going on when a brother fades to black, to let you know you got to stop thinking about marriage. The dude's not even trying to go to happy hour with you. So we're going to start with the discussion, just dealing with that. And y'all can jump in however y'all want to jump in, but I just want to just put out there a couple of things that they need to be aware of, like some red flags. Can you all think of red flags that sisters need to be aware of so that they can say, yeah, that brother's not into me. Like, I'll tell you a big red flag. Like, this is something that off the break, sisters. If he does this, you need to just delete his phone number right then and there. If every time you with him, the dude is on his phone texting somebody, but then every time you text him, it take him half a day to a day to text you back, that's a red flag, sister. That's a red flag.
I disagree. That's not a red flag.
Yes, it is. Wait. Yes, it is.
Every time you with him, he's on his phone all day, every day. But then you gotta wait a month or Sundays.
Maybe it might be a work text.
Word. What if he's a workaholic and he working for real? I agree with KG on that.
Okay.
What if you're a workaholic?
He might have a point with that one.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna be the lone wolf on this one. I don't know. I get it. He could have a work phone. Or he could have his own personal phone he does a lot of work on. But if he's digging you and his phone is already always in his hand because of work, and you know that's the standard because you always see it in his hand, then how hard is it for him to hit you back with like, oh, I got your text, what's going on, oh, I'll catch you later?
Yeah, you
can't. Why can't
take
you just
you
be
said,
one of those texts?
It could be in that situation, the brother may be busy. Or it could be a situation like he's a single parent and his kids have something going on with his kids. I mean, who knows? I think that's too much of a blanket statement.
That's a good one. Well, I got one. It's almost like he might not be into you if, you know, if he say he's so tight with his homies and y'all been kicking it for more than a month and you still ain't meet none of his friends yet. He might not be into you, because if I'm tight with my homies, like the four of y'all, if I'm tight with the four of y'all and I love y'all like brothers, and I'm saying I'm with a shorty and ain't none of y'all meet her yet, there's a problem behind that.
Yeah, either you scared to show off because we're going to dig into your behind about it, or
I'm not into it.
Just ain't that into it. Yeah,
I got you.
I got a few for y'all, man. I got a short list. One, if the text he always sends you is, what's up? Especially if it's like 12 a.m., 1 a.m. He just want to be into you in a different kind of way, if you get what I'm saying.
Right,
right.
If he hits you with one of the, when y'all go out, y'all always go Dutch, he ain't that really into you if he don't spend no cheese on you. And he ain't that into you if he tell you he ain't that into you. So don't make it something that it ain't.
How about this?
We all go down when you have a word.
And it appears to be like it's a couple thing. Like, let's say I got a lady with me. KG, you got a lady with you. Neil, you got a lady with you. John, you got a lady with you. And we all pay for our meals and our lady meals. And let's say, for whatever reason, the lady that John with, he only paid for his meal and not the lady's meal. That's a call sign. That he ain't into you.
This is the true story.
Shorty looking at you like, your boys paid for their friends' meals. You're not going to pay for mine, and you give it a hell no face. Like, no, I'm not.
This ain't a date.
Okay.
I ain't asking
exactly.
On a date.
Exactly. I wanted to say, I mean, you know what? You really have to communicate your needs. I guess if I could tag on to what everybody was saying, somebody is not into you. Rock, I kind of might see where you're coming from where, like, if you send someone a text message and they don't get back to you for, you know, hours on end, I would kind of question that a little bit. I mean, I understand that they're single parents, people got to work and all that other stuff. It doesn't take you 20 seconds to say, hey, what's up, or whatever. So I think you might be onto something with that one. But I had another one.
Mm-hmm.
If he never calls you, if he never, like, picks up the phone and calls you, yeah, y'all might be text messaging and this, that, and the third, but if he, like, literally never calls you, in fact, if he don't even have your phone number, clearly he's not that into you.
Maybe.
Let me get back to this whole text thing, man, because that's perturbing me because clearly, you know, when I'm out with my wife, I'm on my phone doing work, texting, whatever. When I'm at work, I'm on my phone, texting, doing whatever. So it's not – I think about it from a more productivity perspective. In today's society, I mean, again, with the circle of people that we run in, I mean, all of us are successful in the things that we do. We have a lot of responsibilities, and you lose credibility with time, especially as a minority. So you got to be in your P's and Q's pretty much 24/7. So if that individual is an entrepreneur, if they have a legitimate position of authority or responsibility, they will be on their phone when y'all out. Now, you can be until you with no job if you're good with that, but I don't think you should hold it against a dude or a man specifically if he's on his phone. If he says politely, listen, I got to get this, and if he doesn't get back to you and says, you know what, my bad, this is what went on, I think you should still be good.
What about this one? It goes
now,
from men or women.
Wait, Neil. Just because I just want to make sure I'm clear on what I mean by that. I'm not saying that y'all are, you know, it's the middle of the day and it's a work day Monday through Friday. I'm not even saying, like, let's say you work unusual hours where you have to be on call and it be clear that you're doing work stuff. I'm talking about things that, it's apparent you do leisure. You texting your friends, it's leisure. Like, and don't get me wrong, I dated a woman who wanted to call me while I was at work every day, all day. And I'm like, what are you calling me for? I'm at my desk. I'm at work. I'm not going to have a 20-minute conversation with you about how my day is because, you know, I'm saving lives over here. So I'm not talking about when it's clear you're doing work stuff. I'm talking about it's clear you just chilling.
Yeah, but
and
you don't know that.
And you can never come. If you always have to wait, then that means you're going to always be second in terms of his priorities, whatever he has to do. You always on the
back. Yo, I got one more. My bad, man. But
okay,
this is real.
And then Neil.
Ladies.
Okay.
If he does not send you a good morning text.
Man, hell no.
It's a wrap.
Oh,
okay.
Right
here. Ignore him, ladies. Ignore him. If your man does not send you. First of all, Keltrick is married, happily married, been married for many, many years. His opinion ain't even, don't worry about it. If he ain't sending you a good morning text.
You said if your man. We not necessarily just men. We can be just some dude you just met and you started dating, or you tried to date and you don't see where he's at. Does he have to send her a good morning text too?
That's
absolutely.
That's
when you trying to get in.
You are ridiculous.
Oh,
no wonder
you're
single. That's crazy.
Hey, you know what? You might be right. Let me shut up, because all I do is stay in the house anyway.
I don't know what nothing is, so whatever. I guess John is really high above Silver Spring, for real. For real. Are you serious? Wait a minute, yo. Are you seriously saying, Neil and Keltrick, right now today, if you roll out before your wife gets out of bed, and you don't send her, like, no good morning text, no hey, how you doing, early in the morning, you really don't?
No, I don't. No.
You start doing that. Do that today. Do that tomorrow for your wife. I guarantee you.
I have.
Just do it. Just try it out.
Listen to what you're saying. You're saying good morning. Now, if it's sometime during the course of the day, she's fine, but it don't have to be no morning. That's crazy. It could be mid-afternoon.
Okay.
It could be late afternoon. It could be any time of the day.
Some kind of way that he's reaching out to you to greet you and say, hey, what's up? You're right. It might be in the morning, the afternoon, or
John,
I agree with that.
That's not necessary. If you dating somebody, people need to breathe. And what Rod's talking about, in my opinion, is people need to have the ability to be themselves, have some space, miss you just a little bit, and then when you come back around, it's like, you know what? I'm happy that you're still there. If you're constantly in somebody's face, they're going to get overwhelmed. They're going to feel like they're drowning. They're going to be like, get the hell away from me because you're annoying. There's no need to send somebody a text every day. That's ridiculous.
What y'all think about this one? It goes for guys or women. What if the person never lets you know, never invites you to their to write where they reside or where they live? Like, you've never seen where they live. Yeah, never. I'm talking about, it's been 6 months and you don't know where they live at. Is that a red flag?
Not in today's society.
Yeah.
Hell nah. People crazy.
I'm saying 6 months in, though, and I still don't know where you live at. That's a problem, though.
Hey,
Neil,
check this out. Check this out. When we was in college, yeah, it might be a little different because you saw that person every day. We work for a living. You put in at least 40 hours a week at your full-time gig, and then some. You don't have the luxury. You're cramming in what you would do every day in college in a couple of hours. So,
but fam, listen to what I said, though. 6 months, you don't know where this shorty live at, or you don't know where this dude live at. That's a problem right there. He may not really want you to know where he live at, because it might be he might have a wifey. He may not really
right.
be into you. You know what I'm saying? So that's a little flag right there.
Or
he could
or
be homeless.
Someone,
he could be in between cribs.
I mean,
well,
all those things are possible. All those things are possible. I'm more optimistic in saying maybe he's still vetting you out to see if you're worthy of that piece. I mean, what Steve Harvey say? You should wait 6 months to even have sex. So if you're doing that,
please
then wait 6 months to tell you where I live.
Steve Harvey's five-button suit wearing ass in discussions about relationships. So,
yeah. I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay, so let me put this out there then. Let me put this out there. This is, for me, is a red flag, sis. If he does this, he ain't really that into you. He claims you as his little sister, and in the process, he's open in talking about other women to you, around you, but you ain't never one of them women he's talking about because he's venting to you because you little sis, while at the same time, y'all are physical with each other. Don't think he's going to wake up one day and all of a sudden want to claim you as his lady. I hope y'all taking notes. I hope y'all taking notes because it's not going to happen.
John, what were you saying? You got to say something?
I was trying to say this sounds extremely biographical or like you have a personal history with this, but whatever. Maybe I'm wrong.
Who, me?
You're the one that said so. So I guess he said it's your testimony. Okay. Amen.
Absolutely not. I took that from a blog. I'm reading blogs. Yeah.
So check this out. I agree with you 100%. Like if you can't be somebody's family and then be their old lady. I mean that's incestuous. And I mean people out there like that. But for the most
that's
part,
right.
he ain't been into you if you're doing that.
Claim we siblings, but show me your nipples. Come on now, how does that work?
Wow. Wow. Well, these are two stories, ladies and gentlemen.
No, they're not. No, they're not. You don't want nobody thinking
hard.
Extra.
Laughing too hard.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, what about if y'all been dating for a while? It goes for guys or girls, and they always going out with their friends, and they always talking about how their other friends brings their significant others or people that they dating out to a venue or whatever, but they never bring you.
Yeah, that's a good sign right there. I agree with that. That's he ain't into you. He or she ain't into you. You don't ever go out with their friends. Yeah.
These are kind of basic type things that we're talking about right here. You know, I mean, I think we need to get a little bit more in depth.
So people miss these same signs.
Yeah, but you know what? It's basic, but you know people get caught up over this. Now, if you want to go deep, if you want a deep dive, John, go on a deep dive. Come on, man, deep dive.
I got you. If he does not offer you some dollar store candy when y'all go into the movies, if he's not like, yo, what kind of candy do you like? He's not that into you. He just wants you to buy that overpriced shit at the movie theater. He's not that into you. I'm just merely saying.
Hold on.
Okay, let it go. I just want to make sure I understand this clearly. John, did you say... I just want to make sure because I love John and I know he's high above Silver Spring. Did you just say, if he don't ask you what type of candy you would like, he not into you?
Hold up, John. I want to make sure, I got to clarify a question. So if he doesn't offer to buy dollar candy, but instead buys the full price candy,
Okay, let me say it like this.
Okay, please.
Well, yes, basically. Because that shows he is a person that does not have foresight and is not thinking with your best interest in mind. He's supposed to be like, yo, I got this all planned out. You don't want to spend $5 on the M&M. You can go right over there to the dollar store. They got the peanut M&M's right there for $1. Everybody is happy. He's thinking about you, girl. That's why. He ain't into you. Damn.
Yeah.
Ladies. If he does not offer you the candy, drop his ass.
Ladies, if you listen to him, you will be single like him. So
forever.
But if the man wants to spend $5 on candy, you should be, I would say, you know, be appreciative that, you know, the man is not saving money. He wants to, you know, splurge and show you a good time. I mean, $5 is only $5. You spend that going to McDonald's. So
that does not count as splurging, by the way.
What's not splurging?
Your expensive $5 candy, that is not like a treat or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just merely saying.
$5 ain't gonna stop you from eating, or me, or anybody on the phone. So spend it on the candy. You already dropped $30 for the movie tickets anyway.
All right, I got something. I got something. All right, sis. You think you're going out on a date. You show up to happy hour. He got two other women there sitting at the bar waiting. Not into you.
Yeah, I
it happens.
That.
It happens. You get your feelings, but he never said we going out on a date.
Yeah, if a dude that you into invites you out, you show up and there's other people already there, then trust me, he's not that into you. Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, let me see if we can get someone else in on the line because we do have a caller who wants to. Well, I don't know if they want to say anything.
Real quick,
but they're on the line.
Before you do that, if you listen to Trick Daddy and he played around you, he ain't that into you either.
And we gonna get into Trick Daddy in a little bit. We gonna light his ass up. Pardon my expression. We gonna light him up. All right, so caller, I'm gonna introduce you by the last four digits of your phone number, and let us know who you are and what you have to offer and where you're calling from. If you're just listening, just tell us you're listening, and we'll keep it moving. Last four digits is 7560. Who are you?
It's Yenny from the Bronx.
Hi, Yenny. I need to remember your number, Yenny. Hi, Yenny.
You're on the clock. What's up?
So, really? So he does have a point in regards to good morning text. It's just, you know, for women, it's
thank
a simple
you,
thing as that. So I'm going to side with him on that because I actually like the fact that if a guy takes a initiative to wish me good morning. He doesn't have to have a full-blown conversation. Good morning. Pray you have a blessed day. Enjoy your day. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. That's
Yenny,
fine. That's
Yenny.
Cool.
Yenny.
What?
You meet dude Friday at happy hour.
Okay, no,
that
no, no,
means
no, no,
Saturday
no, no, no.
Or Sunday he got to text you in the morning?
Thank you.
No. I'm talking about if you're about to build up something. Okay, y'all making it seem like you just met him and that's it. Okay.
That's what he said.
I don't think he meant it like that. And am I wrong?
That's what the man said.
Can I say, I'll tell you what I meant, Yenny. And I'm telling you 100%, if you are attempting to get in with a woman, you meet her on Friday night, and you do not get in touch with her on Saturday, or at the very latest by Sunday, then you might as well delete her damn number because she ain't going to remember who you was by Monday. Yes, you absolutely
he's right about that, though.
He's
right. He's right about that. He is right
Man,
about that.
I will hit you behind up a week and a half later.
Thank you.
You're tripping.
And if you hit me up a week behind later, I'll be like, who the hell are you?
That's
exactly.
Fine.
You ain't going to do that. You ain't going to do that to me yet.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will because I have done it. Even the next day, I'll be like, who's this? And you got to be like, yo, I met you at the bar the other night. I'll be like, oh, my bad. How are you? Thank you for the good morning.
Y'all
really sitting here talking about like this. I gave you a perfect scenario, okay? Let me give you my experience, okay? Because it's just happened, and I just got off the phone with dude, and I still don't like my answer. So you can even use my scenario. So I met dude last year on a boat ride. Now, I met dude on a boat ride. Cool. Now, we've known each other, like seeing each other in passing because of the organization that we at, okay? I got a school face, he got a school face, so of course school face, you know, united and we didn't address each other, but for some reason on the boat ride we had a conversation. From there, he contacts me. I reach out to him, we have a nice conversation. We are dating. Okay? We ready to put it on the floor, like we're gonna see where this at. We're not boyfriend, girlfriend. We're just going to build up and see what happens. Boom.
Okay,
I hit him up later. Hold up. I hit him up, and I said, what are we doing now? All of a sudden, I just want to know where we at. Are we going to see where this is going? Excuse my language, but, you know, I don't know any other way to put this. Are we fuck buddies? Are we, what's going on with this? Next you know, boom, heard nothing from him.
Put that a better way.
Yeah, I know, right? You're going to use that language on our show. You got to be ashamed of yourself.
You could.
Okay, what? But I'm asking.
We know this. What happened? Come on.
Speak that truth.
What happened? We straight there. What happened? Explain that to me.
What
happened?
We
had a conversation.
You expedited things.
I missed
it. He wasn't on what he was on.
Right. You gotta let that thing organically develop. You can't put it on the timeline.
Okay, I'm not putting him on a timeline, but we said
Yenny, you answered your question. Like, the topic is how to tell that, yeah, he's just not that into you. If he been lingering around a year and it takes a year to get to this point, that's case point.
Hold
on one second, because we always do this kind of stuff. We blame or almost shift the blame for the jacked up situation onto the woman when the man
Thank
was
you.
Sitting around here for the past year, 6 months, or whatever, and saying, you know, all this good stuff to her and sending a good morning text. And then she's like, yo, it's a year into this. What the hell is going on? And she ain't wrong for asking that after a year. And if he gets in the wind off of that, that's, yes, he is not into you. I would agree with that. But that's kind of jacked up and messed up. That's playing with somebody's emotions for a year. Come on, man. People got to stop.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
And Yenny, thank you
general.
For that call, Yenny. Thank you so much, Yenny. We appreciate that. But go ahead, KG.
So I agree. You know, you can't play with somebody's emotions, right? Although, especially as you get older, I mean, when you're young, everybody's young, did some dumb stuff, I'd imagine. But as you get older, I would think and hope that we mature and we make better decisions and we're more transparent with what we're thinking about what we're doing.
So you would be hoping wrong. I'm 40 years old and I'm here to testify. We doing dumb stuff out in these streets, trust me, that we shouldn't be, and it's wrong.
Do you want to share some examples?
We talking about what women and men, I guess, need to be looking out for. We don't need to get into the total non-existence of the entity known as John Fire Ali's love life on the show.
Well,
right.
Again, and that, right. Listen,
can we take another call?
They're on the clock.
Go ahead, cap it off, and then we're going to take another caller.
No, go ahead. They're on the clock.
Okay. Paula, we're going to introduce you by the last four numbers.
You break it up, Ruff.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Can y'all hear me better now?
There you go.
All right.
Oh, no.
So
you and John got the same bootleg phone.
Metro PCS. Metro PCS.
So it might be something over there. But, Cole, we're going to get you by the last words. Let us know who you are, where you're calling from, and what you got to offer to the discussion. Last four digits, your phone number is 4124-4124. Who are you? Caller?
I don't think they heard that. Say it again. You sounded chopped up. Oh, 4124.
Last four digits is 4124. Call. You can talk. You live with us.
Stay straight. Nick. All right.
Stay straight.
Backside schedule. Radio schedule program.
Yeah, they heard that. Maybe they just listening, and that's cool.
Yeah. But check this out. John's right. I ain't dated in God knows how long. I mean, me and my wife been together going on 7 years. Neil is double digits in his joint. So from my perspective, the things, and I still know what it takes, I'm sure. But you don't have to do all that extra stuff. Like, be yourself. You know what I mean? So if you don't need to kiss anybody's behind or to make them notice you. If it's consistent and it's mutual, y'all going to be straight. If you're doing the most work, then that's a sign that he ain't into you, or vice versa. She ain't into you. You got to watch the signs, man. I would recommend a book for everybody to read called The Alchemist. In that book, Paul talks about being able to identify specific signs, good and bad signs. You need to interpret those signs and look at them for truth and value. What people are saying on this call is ignoring the signs. It's ridiculous.
But you know what? To piggyback on what you said, because what you said, KG, is some real stuff. But at the same token, and you might agree, you might not disagree, I tell people also, you have to pay attention to the signs, but you also have to know the background of the person you're investing time with. Case in point, if somebody has, it's going to seem like it's strange, but it comes back. If somebody that you're interested in didn't have both parents in the household, but you did, you may see some things or have inherited some qualities or demand some qualities that that person may have never been acquainted with, familiarized with, or even know about. So if there are signs that you see that are not necessarily there in the offset, introduce them or tell them or talk to them or whatever way you want to do it, because they may not know about it. So just because you don't see it in your significant other, male or female, doesn't mean, oh, I need to back away. If they weren't introduced to it, how are they going to know? You know what I'm saying? So I agree with you, but just be careful, too, because some signs somebody may not know about. They may have never been introduced to them. So be careful with that, too, because that's a touchy slate.
Well, it's obviously go with the gut, too. Like, the gut tells you, this feels kind of weird. I mean, everybody kind of gets that gut feeling. Like, this feels good. This feels weird. And if it feels weird, acknowledge that. Don't ignore that feeling.
True.
It kind of blows me that, like, we are at a stage in our development, I guess, as a culture or whatever you want to call it, where it's considered thirsty to tell somebody that you're interested in good morning. That, it kind of just, it doesn't really make sense to me. And I am clearly not the relationship expert, so that might be kind of true. But
John, I understand what you're saying, John, to a degree, but I'm just being literal. Like, maybe to me, maybe to Kay, Chelsea, go to Rob. But based on what you're saying, it made it seem like, oh, my God, if I don't tell my spouse good morning, that's a deal breaker. You know what I'm saying? If my spouse tells me good morning every day for, like, 6 years, I'm not really feeling any way special, as whereas, okay, if you did it Monday, you did it Saturday, you didn't do it for a week. You know what I'm saying? Like, the more, like, I'm thinking, are you being specific, saying it has to be a morning, or are you going out throughout the day? And I don't even need it every day. And I, like Kelsey said, I've been married double digits. I don't need to hear from my spouse every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she does it, it's very sweet, and I appreciate it.
But wait a minute. See, but y'all talking about married and spouses. That's not what we're talking about.
Right.
He's talking about a relationship. The fact that he's married has nothing to do with the fact it's a relationship. He's in a relationship.
But no, what Neil just said was, as a married person, and let's substitute relationship, whatever. As a married person, I don't need to talk to my spouse every day.
My wife wants to talk to me every day.
This is where I want to rope it back in. The topic is, he's just not that into you. If you got a spouse or a married person and we having this discussion for them, then we misplaced the purpose of the discussion.
Agreed.
If he ain't that into you and that's your husband, then you need to divorce him. Y'all got a bigger problem.
That's a problem.
Y'all got bigger issues.
Right.
We talking about sister met a brother, they started kicking it, and he faded the black on her. Now, there's a concept called ghosting. And you know that the blog, Very Smart Brothers, they wrote about it. There's a concept called ghosting. And what they wrote, they pretty much, people ghost on you. They fade the black, and when it's all said and done, they don't owe you no explanation.
They really don't. I was about to say the same thing. There's no ownership or responsibility that one has to give to the other person. Like, it's not like it's your job where they're paying you, like it's an exchange of goods and services. If you are connecting with another human being, you are exchanging energy, but there is no promise that, one, I got to tell you the truth, two, that I got to tell you when I change my mind. Like, there's no, that's
what
not.
What the hell are y'all talking about?
I'm telling you.
What
not, Listen, that was the facts. Now, you want that, but you got to make sure you're getting that from the right person. Now, if you're just out there meeting people, say what?
You're not owed that information. That you have a right to have. Some people have this sense of entitlement. I'm entitled to that conversation. I just met you a month ago. I don't got to tell you nothing.
Exactly.
So I think it's incumbent upon you at that point to read the signs and know that I ain't into you. Stop blowing me up.
Okay, and this is something that I heard John and Yenny talk about when Yenny was on the phone, and I thought it interesting. And Rock might be able to relate to this, but anybody else. Is it has it changed where if I meet you in the club, dinner, wherever, coffee shop, wherever, and I exchange numbers with you today, has it changed where I have to call you the very next day? Because back in the days, you know, even Rock and Note, back in the days, old school hip hop with Rakim, he's like, I didn't want to call you the very next day because I didn't want to stress you. I let 2-3 days go by first because I didn't want to come across like I'm thirsty. You know what I'm saying? So I think Jenny was saying, or John was saying, if you don't call the next day, that means I'm not into you. Nah, that just means, yo, I met you, we had a nice time, we exchanged digits. I'm going to let some time chill first so you can miss me. Then maybe I'll call you. Because if you call the next day, that might be perceived as thirsty. Like, oh, my God, you just met me 8 hours ago. Why are you calling me? You know what I'm saying? So
what's wrong with that?
And that's what Rakim said. He said, Rakim said, I didn't want to stress you. Press to undress you.
Well, I'm on my way to impress you.
I wanted to let it breathe. Give us time.
Check
but now,
out.
If you don't get you with a bad thing today, I don't send you a good morning text to John. I'll send you a good morning text. Come on now.
You can sum up everything y'all saying in the one word, and it's called balance. You know, you got to have balance in your approach. And the people who get that in, when you get that in, they either have a good balance of humor, they're kind of serious, they got some intellect, and it works both ways. You know, she's attractive, he's attractive, like there's some chemistry, some synergy kind of working. You can throw that off real quick by saying or doing the wrong thing. In my opinion, a good morning text after I just met you 2 hours ago is doing the wrong thing. If I was dating you, you blew me away. I'm gone. I'm out.
That's cool because then that person knows that you can't really deal with it. And actually, that's almost a good thing. Like, get it out the way early. If you can't deal with a good morning text and that causes you to bail out, God bless, go on with your life. Because that is, there's certain people out there, there's somebody that's going to vibe with you when you just good morning text send them tight, and there's somebody that's not. And if y'all just can't mesh, then that just is the way it is, and you can accept that and move on. But you're saying, like, you know, you have to have balance and all that. Maybe it's me. I don't know. There is no balance. If I'm really feeling you, I'm blowing your phone up. I'm trying to come see you.
Right.
I'm calling you. I'm getting in contact with you. You don't have to come find me because I'm coming to find you. And I'm not trying to play it cool.
Right.
I'll be thirsty because I do want to be with you. But all this, everybody's always trying to play it cool.
If you want to.
And if you want to. Everybody's so afraid of being hurt and being perceived as quote-unquote thirsty. And it's like, why? Your ass go to the fan club and go home by yourself just like everybody else. Why not try to be with somebody and go ahead and just, yeah, okay, I'm thirsty. Oh, well, you know what I'm saying? That is what it is. Why not? Let's be thirsty together. You know, I don't understand the mentality. But, again, I'm a hermit that don't never go nowhere. So,
but no, John, I think you're absolutely correct. If you are feeling somebody and you want to call them. You want to spend time with them, spend time with them. Don't handcuff yourself to fight the urge to pick up the phone so you can look cool. You're absolutely correct. All I'm saying is...
But then how does the other person receive that, Rock? Because going back to your scenario about,
you know,
young lady who used to call you 20 minutes doing work, you like, shit, you know, excuse me. If we're talking about, you know, the young lady wanted the feeling to be like, oh, I missed you, Rock. But it's like, yo, Slim, it's the middle of the day. I'm at work. She needs to fight that urge because she knows you're going to be hostile. You're not ready to talk right now. So, yo, let
me
know.
She wasn't calling.
No,
no,
no.
She was calling and be like, what you doing?
Hold up, Ra. No, Neil. She don't need to fight the urge. She needs to get it out there so Ra can understand who he's dealing with. Too many people will try to put on their, what they call it, the representative for a long period of time. You hoodwink the person into a relationship. That's why a lot of dudes, I remember when I first got engaged, I talked to a lot of married people, married men specifically. all of them, a lot, well, not all of them, but a lot of them are like, she going to change. She going to change, she going to change, she going to change. Because people do something to get something, and once they achieve that, people change. Be consistent from the very beginning. You win more, you know more, you get what you're looking for faster. So.
But I agree with you. No, I agree with you. But on the flip side, I can also say, like, if I'm doing, well, not me, we're not talking about relationships. If a person that you're interested in is doing something, and like you said, that's their natural them, okay, they're doing it, they're calling you for 20 minutes. You're like, look, that's not me. Okay, you've told them. So now they're going to change because they look, I'm into you, like John would say. I'm into you. My initial feeling is to call you during the day. I see that you're not, that's something that you don't want. So I'm like, okay, so I've succumbed to my initial feeling. I know how you're receiving it. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to call you at 12. I'll call you at 4. You know what I'm saying? So there's nothing wrong with changing somebody. And people can change, because I think a lot of people get nervous on, I'm trying to change you. It's not changing you. It's us getting to know each other's mannerisms. You may want to call me every day. I'm not into receiving calls every day. Okay, I've learned that. I'm going to change because I want to be with you and I want to make us work. So that word change throws a lot of people off too, but.
Yeah, but why would you do that? Why don't you just get on the same thing John was talking about? Why don't you just go find somebody who can accommodate what you like?
Exactly.
Because what's going to happen is sooner or later, you're going to go to your default, and you're going to want what you're hardwired to want. And if what you're hardwired to want and what she's hardwired to want bump heads with each other, that thing is going to blow up sooner or later. So I figured just go find somebody who you vibe with. I mean, that's not an issue you got to worry about. I think in general, I think that's the way it should work out. You go find somebody who you click with. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm 42 and I'm set in my ways.
Yeah,
I need someone who can take me the way I am, and I can take her the way she is.
I
got
40.
Another one for y'all. Is this a deal breaker? And somebody that you just met and you're feeling each other, is this a red flag? If they, I'll be nice and say the word forgot. They didn't call you on your birthday. Is that a problem, or is, oh, well, you just forgot.
I'm out.
Wait, y'all just met?
Let's say you 6
how,
weeks
how soon
in,
before
so
your
you
birthday?
Know, so you 6 weeks in, and you know my birthday is November 21st. November 21st come, I ain't hear nothing from you all day long, but you damn near call me every day. And you're like, yeah, but it's my birthday. And you know, and we've talked. You know my birthday's coming up, but you forget my birthday for whatever reason. Is that a deal breaker or you excuse? Maybe something came up or whatever.
They may not celebrate birthdays.
I do. You're fired. I could have met you yesterday. It's my birthday today, and you didn't get in contact with me and didn't say, couldn't even be bothered to say happy birthday, it's a wrap. Lose my number.
Oh, man.
You're trumping him out? You're Donald Trumping him now?
Oh, my
man.
God.
You a fool, boy.
You need a chat room saying it's not a deal breaker for her.
I don't think it's a deal breaker either, man. It's too early to say it's a deal breaker if that's the only offense.
But to agree with John, though, that's a special day, though. We try to build together.
Man,
that's my birthday, Slim,
man,
and I ain't getting
nothing. If you're 21,
wait,
25,
wait.
You turn to 30, whatever, you turn to 45, 50, I mean, you kind of like, I'm old.
Top of that, I just met you 6 weeks before my birthday. I had already been planning to do something. Probably by that time, my birthday was already planned out, and I'm like, damn, she going to mess up my birthday flow. So I'm not really looking for that call because we just met.
Yeah,
we've been together 6 months. 6 months would be different. 6 weeks.
Yeah,
I wouldn't give a dag on.
If it's important, you would tell them, like, "Hey, my birthday is a big deal. You know, this would mean a lot to me." Like, you could tell them that, and if they do something, then that's great. But if I didn't make it known to that individual what's important to me, I can't expect somebody to read my mind.
Right. Can I shift gears for a little bit, real quick?
Yeah.
All right. So the topic is he's not that into you. And Khadija in the chat room said you'll get a card, a call, a text from me, but that's it. So Neil, John, Khadija would at the very least, KG, she would at least give you a card, a call, or she just put out there. That's all you're getting.
Hey, Khadija, your birthday, December 15th. December 15th.
My
birthday is
November 21st. November 21st, Khadija. We need love right there.
So, so here's the deal. So, talking about he's not that into you, and we have a quote-unquote celebrity, you made it plain, made it clear that at the very least, at the, oh, Khadija says she got you. So, Khadija, which one you got? You got everybody for their birthday? You got to let us know because we need to come looking for you. So this dude makes it plain. He makes it clear that he ain't in, not necessarily to you. And this is kind of piggybacking off of last week's discussion. He's specifically not in the sisters. So even though it was part of last week's discussion, it kind of bleeds into this week's discussion. And I want to play his audio, and then I want us to talk about it. And quite honestly, you know, I know he ain't ever going to listen to the show, and I don't care, but I want to light his behind up because this is just foolishness. But I'm going to play the audio. Anyone listening, I apologize. I have not edited any of it, so it's going to be raw. It's going to be what he said in his little Instagram tirade. Y'all listen
not
to Trick
for
Dummy.
Not
these guys, these white hoes, they just start getting fired in a motherfucker. Y'all black hoes better tighten up. Tighten up. Y'all doing all that extra shit for nothing. You're not achieving nothing, bitch. You get your ass done, your titties done, you're paying $150 to get your makeup done just to go to a motherfucker, a local club, bitch. Tighten up, ho. These Spanish and these white hoes is getting very spiffy on y'all. They fuck around and learn how to fry chicken. You hoes is useless.
You hear this, fool?
Nah, you got to summarize it. It's not muffled on my end, fam. Just summarize it.
I mean, he basically was saying that white women and Latin women are going to supplant black women because they know how to fry chicken or something like that. It was kind of crazy,
Neil,
but, yeah.
You didn't really miss much, man. It was a bunch of ignorance from a has-been clown who made some money off of some ignorant crap that we used to listen to when we was in our 20s. It was ridiculous, man. You know, I think about it. It was very divisive, coming from a dude who is a black man that's talking negatively about a black woman or black women in general. It just sounds, you know, freaking ridiculous. And I want to use much more colorful language, but I'm trying to wash my mouth. But it was ridiculous, dog. It was ridiculous, man. And there's no place for a dude like that to even be in the realm of quote unquote celebrity. I mean, he's a useless dude, man.
Oh, so hold up. I heard that last part. You said this person was a celebrity?
Yeah, this dude, it's Trick Daddy.
Yeah. Come on, man. You know who Trick Daddy is.
No, I'm saying because it sounded muffled. I didn't hear that. But, well, that says it all right there. So that's the end of the discussion. I agree with Kelsey right there.
Yeah. I mean, basically, for one, we got to get off of this idea that random quote-unquote celebrities have anything worth hearing about. I don't give a damn what Trick Daddy was talking about. Trick Daddy hasn't had a hit since Nelly had a hit. So, you know, who cares what Trick Daddy got to say about anything? But I know that this is a topic that really, really, really upsets a lot of women. I really wish that people who are angry about this topic would kind of look at the statistics, which kind of refute this whole thing. Most black people are still marrying other black people, as most races do. Most white people go marry white people. Most Latin people go marry Latino people. And most Asian people go marry other Asian people. That's just the way that it is. There's not this influx of white women coming to take us with big asses and fried chicken cooking skills. It's just utterly ridiculous. And I think sometimes we have a tendency to make a mountain out of a molehill and look for rage where it shouldn't be. Let Trick Daddy say whatever dumb thing he's going to say, and please stop taking Twitter so damn seriously. If you're talking to a teenager and you're having an argument and you're like 35 years old, you need to check yourself.
Where'd that last part come from?
Because all this starts on Twitter. All of this starts in social media. Trick Daddy will say something stupid on TMZ, and it gets to Twitter or Snapchat or Instagram or Facebook or whatever you want to call it, and it blows up. And all of a sudden, a nation full of women roll over early in the morning and check their phone, and the first thing they see is Trick Daddy said that white women is taking over. And now they all pissed off and upset early in the morning. They slapping their kids upside the head because they all mad. Why are you upset about Trick Daddy? Who cares
about what Trick Daddy got to say? Let's get into something a little controversial then, because there's been a notion that black men will date white women, and if they get accumulated a certain level of status. That's been a topic or a thought amongst black men, black women, for years. Now, he's putting stuff out there that I think is very, you know, is vile, but let's not sit up and act like those thoughts have not been present and prevalent for quite some time. I mean, Kanye said it a long time ago. You know, he get on top of you, ask for a white girl. He put that in the song was almost 10 years ago. So.
Yeah, and that follows a common thread that when we see people get some type of status, a celebrity, whether it be an entertainer, an athlete, someone who's made a little money or just hit the lotto, the first thing they do is they go get someone else.
It appears.
As opposed, and that's what it, that, but that's been a common thread that's been an appearance for a while now. So even though it's Trick Daddy and he could be a half crackhead for all we know, the reality is when he puts that out there, it's going to hurt some people. It's going to hurt people in ways, you know, they was being hurt.
It perpetuates
a
negative,
you know,
stereotype.
But then I think also you have to look at the entertainers, athletes, whatever, celebrities who choose to go the other route, because we have some great ones that have stayed with the sisters. You know what I'm saying? From our own, well, soon to be former president-elect to, as much as it may stick a rib, you know, of course, with Bill and Camille Cosby, but you know what I'm saying? Ozzie Davis, Ruby Dees. We've had some great ones throughout the years that have stayed with their black sisters and been through the trials and tribulations. So me personally, this is my opinion. I think I agree with Kendrick to where it is factual. Some of us, meaning brothers, have strayed. But I also think it's the media that likes to perpetuate, oh, look at this celebrity going with the other. Oh, this celebrity went with this person. And they don't necessarily shine on the ones that have been together 20, 30 years.
I think you're missing the mark on this, Neil. It's not about who strayed, who stayed, or none of that crap, in my opinion. This dude straight up said that black women will be useless. I mean, that's a quote.
Absolutely.
He said useless.
No, but what I say, what I meant by my point is, listen to who is spewing this nonsense.
I get that. But this dude straight up said, not even like a black woman, the entire entity of black women will be useless.
Hey, there's a whole subset of black women that's out there on the internet, because I am the internet, I live on the internet, I'm always on it. Trust me, she exists, and I've seen them, they're on Twitter too, that are done with black men. They have nothing but hatred for black men. They would gladly put us all on a rocket and shoot us to Mars if they could. There's a lot, this goes back to my point from last week, there is an enormous amount of angst and anger between the two genders. And it's ultimately based on, really, relationship memes and social media, which boggles my mind, but that is exactly what's fueling this whole thing.
Can I try to make this simple? Or at least simple in my mind. So me and Neil use a Rakim lyric as an example of us falling back on a woman, right? Because for us, when we grew up listening to Rakim, he set an image in our mind because we idolized him to a certain extent as a result of his celebrity status and what he was able to do with his talent, his gift. Rakim, us. There are people, even though we say as grown men, oh, it's just Trick Daddy, there are people who look at Trick Daddy like we looked at Rakim. So when they hear him say that foolishness, that sticks in their brain just as much as Rakim's lyrics stuck in ours. So there is responsibility there. So even though for us it's like, oh, look who's saying it, the reality is somebody is going to be listening to Trick Daddy like, yeah, we don't need these sisters. Look at them other sisters. They getting fat booties now, and they learn how to cook and da 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 da. And now it's in to do the interracial thing, because you know it's glamorized now in media. We see it in the commercials. We see it in the movies and television. So now that's in. So they're open to us now. Yeah, those sisters are useless. Let me go over here. Now, if you want to go over there, go over there. That's fine. But don't do it
exactly.
Because you think chocolate sisters, the beautiful black sisters are useless. Hell's wrong with you?
But you know
there
what?
Are people
you
who are listening to
Trick really...
Daddy. People
I'm
listen
sorry,
to him.
You... Go ahead, Ron.
I'm done.
Oh, my bad, Ron. I'm sorry, bro. No, I was just saying, you said something that's really, really interesting that had me bugging out, too, and John said it. But it's the power of social media, because this is like, I don't know if he spoke about it on the show, or maybe I was just chilling with wifey. But I say the social media angle is very dangerous. And like you said, Trick Daddy saying that, somebody's going to feed off of that, because now when I see commercials of quote-unquote black families, it's mixed races. Like, I have not seen, and I don't know, maybe y'all can tell me wrong, I have not seen a commercial with two black, you know, with a black couple on there. It's either a black woman and a white wife, or a white man and a, you know what I'm saying? It's not the black family anymore.
I'm going to correct you. The ones you're talking about that are interracial, most of those are white men and black women. You rarely see a commercial with a black man and a white woman. Now, they would be a couple, like,
I don't know what you're saying because you're breaking up. I don't know what you're talking about, Neil. I'm lost.
I know what you're saying. Basically, they're saying that it's a lot of interracial stuff out there in the media, and that's okay. That is okay. If Trick Daddy thinks that all black women are useless, let Trick Daddy have that idiotic-ass opinion. I agree with what Rasheen was saying, that there are definitely some misguided people out there that probably look at Trick Daddy like he's Rakim, and they might take these kind of things and really run with it, but... unfortunately, that's just the way it is. There's a lot of people out there that drink bleach. There's a lot of people out there that smoke synthetic marijuana. You know, you can't stop people from being stupid. Let them be dumb. Trick Daddy is in that. He can be the dumb ringleader. Let them do it. March their simple ass right off a cliff. It's okay. If you want to be with a white woman, be with a white woman. If you want to be with a white man, black women, be with that white man. That does not make you any less black. That don't make your kids any less black if you have them with that white person. Maybe it's just me being a hippie or whatever you want to call it. If you can find somebody to be what they add. Whether they white, Latino, Asian, tall, short, skinny, fat,
yeah.
Whatever. So,
listen,
whatever, man.
I'm back.
I think what Trick Daddy is, we didn't touch on this, but Trick Daddy is obvious. I mean, black women are the most educated people in America, right? So Trick Daddy,
right,
clearly, based off the way the language that he used and how he articulated his thoughts, isn't very intelligent. So maybe he's intimidated by, you know, good black women. So a lot of what he's saying may be based out of fear, being a clown, or being fearful clown, something like that. But, you know, the dude is an ass, and he should be kicked in it. Period.
You don't know Nan?
Yeah. That's crazy, though.
I don't think. Go ahead, Neil.
No, but I'm just saying. I'm just sitting here dwelling on, you know, like the power of social media. Because I forgot which one of y'all said it most. He still has a responsibility to watch what he's saying, though. That's the danger. Yes, you know, like John said, be with who you want to be with, and yeah, you know, freedom of speech, rah rah rah. But yo, the things that you say when they fall on certain ears, man. It's real powerful. So now you might have a whole new generation of young black brothers saying F the sisters just off Trick Daddy alone.
Right.
So that's crazy. You gotta be responsible with what you're saying, especially when you're on that celebrity entertainer stash.
No doubt.
Listen, y'all, we got 1 minute left. 1 minute left. Let's wrap it up. So all we got is a minute left.
Well, in that minute, what I suggest is Rasheen gets a new phone. I suggest that John.
I don't know how I got disconnected. I don't know how.
Yeah, you running the switchboard and got kicked off the phone.
You're on the clock, baby.
I know.
I'm tied directly to the switchboard. I'm not even in the phone. It's ridiculous. Blog talk. Remember what happened back in the day? That case.
No, I'm good, man. I'm on the clock. I got to get off. Y'all be out. Do your thing. I did too much.
Next week we got a really topic, and we're gonna try to pull someone else in to help us with it. Y'all, peace.
I'm focused, man. Tell stop to holler at me, man.
Get real.
It's a
brother, the brother, one of you, one of you, one of you.